This is parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction.
Dude, when I have
the fuck
kids,
does that do with anything?
I'm gonna
we're
bomb.
On the brink of World War III, and we're talking about PEMDAS.
Well, it's so funny. You're yelling like someone else brought it up.
Are we in?
Is this fucking up the frame?
Who's the frame?
No, you're good.
Oh, your feet are up.
Yeah, dude.
Sunglasses on, feet up pod.
Yep.
Yo, feet up.
Feet up, hose down.
That should literally be your next special title.
It is.
Live from the Smoothie King right now. Feet up, hose down.
I can't do a pop with my feet up, dude. I gotta get fucking cranked up.
Hey, do it.
Bitches up. I am up. All right. What do we talk about?
The fuck?
Who cares? Look, like, here's the
Let
thing.
Let me
dude.
Tell you what, all right?
What? We haven't made one sentence.
I'll tell you what, you know, I'm motherfucking goddamn saying.
What?
We should just start clip farming on the show and just be like, holy shit, Sabrina Carpenter dead at 38.
Good.
Clipped.
Good.
Clip it.
Watch.
I don't like how much research do you do when you see anything?
Zero.
Like,
dude, that's why the punch clip for us went so crazy. Because I did zero research. People lost their fucking minds.
Not only that, but the people watching it did zero research, and they also didn't watch to the end where I think you expose yourself for not knowing.
Yeah, and I exposed my midsection. My dick.
Your midsection?
Is the dick the midsection or it's the bottom section, right?
Isn't there a midruff? Midriff?
Midriff.
Who's
What's
that?
That? Who is that and what is
Who's
that?
Who's midriff?
Honestly, it sounds like a grandma back in 1407. You know what's crazy? People were breathing and eating food and shit in 1407. What the fuck are you talking about? People were in boats trying to find salt and pepper.
Yeah.
But hear me out. They were in boats. Dude, we're scrolling YouTube shorts. And
I think we're like bored of life.
Of course.
We're bored of what life has to offer but the phone.
Dude, I have a good life. And I'm three steps away from eating a gun. Good I have a life. Good life.
I was just on the Goodyear. Blimp.
Great. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like, do you feel like, you know when your dog's not giving you attention? Like, you know when you're on your phone and your dog, your cat is like, bitch, what about me?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that's how God's looking down at us? He's like, I literally put mountains in your guys' backyard.
I understand.
I built mountains. I built oceans. And you guys are sitting here looking at YouTube shorts.
You guys are dumb because guess what? The world is a phone. You fucking idiot. Look up. There
Social media.
Clouds.
What about society media?
Buddy.
But everything's in front. Like, don't you think that, like, my cat will literally, my cat will knock my phone out of my hand.
I know.
He's like,
and
get
I
off
feel,
front.
I feel bad every time. Because I, you know what I do? I look at Gigi and I go, you're right. You're right. Fuck am I on my phone for?
Yeah.
I went outside to meditate, and now I'm 19 minutes into Reels. The fuck am I doing?
You meditating went, through Reels.
Really? I think
Real.
Being on your phone.
New app coming new app. 2023.
Go ahead. 2023? Oh, no. Dude, 2023 already happened.
And it's keeping on going.
But no. But hear me out. 2023 already happened.
Okay. I don't.
Doesn't 2023 sounds like it's in the future?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I've been saying.
Did you take anything before this podcast?
Do I take anything?
Did you take anything before this podcast?
I wish I did.
But that's how I feel watching any college sport. They're like, so-and-so, fresh from Rochester, New York. He was born in 2007. I'm like,
what? This kid's 3 years old?
This guy wasn't even around for Superbad? What's going to be the new... You know what it is? You know what? When people are like, when guys was going to date with a girl who was born post 9/11, they're like, you don't know what 9/11 was?
Yeah.
The future is going to be like, what do you mean you weren't alive for the pandemic?
Dude, 100%.
Yeah, I was born in like 2024. You didn't have to do the masks. You don't know about social distancing.
You didn't know nothing about 6 feet away from fucking people.
Yeah. A lot of places still have like those markings. I'm like, I think we can take those down now.
Yeah.
Or they have those doors with the foot lever. That might
the
have been
foot lever is great.
No, that was the biggest flop of the pandemic.
Okay. Really? I think people loved it.
You did.
You know,
foot.
Love it. I started licking them things.
Getting the dust off like Cheetos.
Can you imagine me just trying to get out? You look down, you see Michael Blauso with his fucking face in the thing. Sorry, the visual is funny to me.
What you put a GoPro down there?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think the next one is? Probably the pandemic, right?
The pandemic is probably... Like,
you weren't around for that?
Yeah,
you were
what?
Alive for that?
You didn't get your social cues ruined?
Why do guys care so much on a date when a girl's like, oh, I wasn't alive for 9/11?
Because they go, cool, let me see your ID.
Mm.
Yeah. If you weren't around for 9/11, how old are you?
But it's 25. You're legal. 25.
That's fucking crazy.
So if they're asking,
someone that was 25 years old doesn't know 9/11.
The fuck I'm saying. That's why if they asked that question 7 years ago, illegal. But if you're asking it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, man, there's like the pandemic. What's the pandemic?
Wait, who? What show is that?
Hold on.
The pandemic? Well, what's going to happen is
that on HBO Max?
Dude, it's going to be a...
is that on Peacock? Is that on Netflix?
It's going to be like a Titanic thing. Me, dumb guy, I thought the Titanic was first. It was a real event.
Sir.
So there's...
Did you really think that?
Why else would I believe anything else?
You thought that Titanic didn't happen. Like
I thought they just made a movie that was like, what if a boat sank?
No, you didn't.
I swear.
Look me in the eyes.
Why would I think the Titanic was real?
I can't see your eyes because you have sunglasses on. Are you serious?
Dead ass.
That's fucking awful.
At first.
Okay, at first.
At first,
you know
I was like,
what? You know what? You know what? Let me be on your side for a second. Yeah. They didn't teach fucking Titanic in fucking school.
What the fuck I'm saying?
They didn't teach like, anything in school.
Literally, what did I learn? PEMDAS, please excuse my bitch ass Aunt Sally. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. But what does that even mean?
Nobody Periods? Knows.
Exclamation points? What is that for? Is that the order of math?
What the fuck's a semicolon? You look me in the eyes again.
And pick
tell me
a lane.
A fucking
are you
semicolon
a colon
is.
Or are you not?
Yeah.
I'm semicolon.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to start using. Are you drunk? Semicolon.
Did I come quick? Semi come quick.
It kind of makes sense the more you say it. But it doesn't make sense in the context of the words.
Is there a colon?
It's a semicolon. It's a period
Hold
and then a
on.
Comma.
Is there a colon? Are
FBI,
there colons?
Open up.
Yeah, PEMDAS is for math, though.
PEMDAS, low-key went hard. Yeah, this is, you're talking language. We're talking math over here, Papacito.
Oh, I fucked up.
This is parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction.
Dude, when I have
the fuck
kids,
does that do with anything?
I'm gonna
we're literally, we're
bomb.
On the brink of World War III, and we're talking about PEMDAS.
Well, it's so funny. You're yelling like someone else brought it up.
PEMDAS. PEMDAS. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. And what was Sally doing?
Fucking
was she talking? Was she talking like Papa John circa 2007?
Whoa now.
What is PEMDAS?
What do you mean? It's an acronym. That's my daughter's name.
Right, but like this is the order of math that you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but that's not for me to figure out. That's for my iPhone calculator to figure out.
I agree.
This thing
math
is smarter
should-
than your teacher. Dude. Why are we listening to a teacher? You ain't got ChatGPT. You ain't got Cloud in your head.
That's the problem.
Claude.
Yeah, change the fucking name. Well, do we need teachers anymore? Is school going to even be around?
I was in Wyoming doing shows. Sad Sentence. Great show. Apparently.
Why are you talking about Trump? Sad Sentence. Great
sad
show.
Sentence. Great people. I loved Wyoming, but they said their teachers are allowed to carry guns if they want.
Dude, I couldn't get on board with that more. If I was a teacher in any school, well, I would have two Glocks. I would look like John Wick.
I mean, I would definitely use
someone
it.
Steal my dog.
Your dog?
That's what happened in the movie.
Also,
John Wick actually happened too.
So you're telling me Titanic's real? If I was a teacher, I would put a laser pointer on the Glock and then use the laser pointer to point around 100%. At the board.
Me too.
You know, that way everybody knows what I'm talking about. And this one's like, any questions? No.
Yeah. You'd be like, wow, your class is so well behaved. Yeah. Three of them died.
Dude,
tragically.
Why didn't I film that show?
What show?
Where the lady was like, yeah, we can all have, the teachers are allowed to have guns. I was like, I bet those kids have, I forget what I said, but something along the lines of like, that sucks. She's like, pop quiz. And you're like, yeah, good. What
I
are we
going
to say?
I love it all.
No?
Dude, you know how, dude, her fucking desk was chock full of apples. Everyone brought her gifts. Fucking fleshlights and apples and whatever you need.
What's the origin story of bringing apples to a teacher?
Johnny Appleseed, probably. I don't know. But
dude, I sat next to another person on a flight who gave the flight attendants like food.
No.
And like gift cards.
Stop it. Stop it. They don't work that hard.
Yeah, but what it is for... Depends how long the flight is.
No, dude,
but
they
what it
their
is, you know what I don't like about it? Now it feels like the person I'm sitting next to has authority over them. Because they would come in and check in on her extra.
Dope.
It feels like a little like slutty. Like it's a little like, here's a packet of hot cocoa and a Chili's gift card.
Yeah.
Take care of me.
Yeah. It feels like when someone walks into a bar and tips the bartender $100 up off top and goes, "Yo, I'm gonna have a pipeline to get drinks."
Hey, remember me.
Remember me. I was born before 9/11. I don't know what that means.
Goddamn.
Ladies and freaking gentlemen, I just released 31 new
cities. Holy shit.
I will yell the cities. And if you hear your city, go get tickets. Some of them are almost sold out. Guys, Halifax, Canada. Moncton, Canada. Ottawa, Canada. Juliet. Two shows there. Springfield, Massachusetts. Atlantic City. Danville. Fresno. Oakland. Sacramento. Denver. Carmel. Indiana, Peoria, St. Louis, Boston, only one show left there. Providence, Tysons, Richmond, Raleigh, Phoenix, Tucson, Los Angeles, Reno, San Diego, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, Toledo, Ann Arbor, Toronto, Bakersfield, St. Louis Obispo. Go get tickets before you cannot. Blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com.
TrevorWalls.com. I'll be in London for a pop-up show June 10th. One show only. And then Halifax, Canada. I'm doing the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival August 8th. It is the biggest show of my life. I've done a few of them before. They're so fun. It's a fun time festival. Big outside. Come day drink. Let's have some fun. Halifax, Canada. At the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. You can get tickets at TrevorWalls.com.
It's actually really sad why apples were given to teachers.
Let's guess. What do you think? It's sad. We have that context clue.
And were the worms always involved?
In these apples or just generally?
I'm just saying. I feel like every cartoon, there's a worm coming out of an apple.
Do worms love apples?
I was just going to say, I've never seen a worm in an apple.
Not one time. Not one time. I haven't.
Biden administration.
Honestly, bro, it is Biden's America. But what I'm saying right now is like.
It's funny to blame things on other past presidents.
Yeah.
Well, that's life under RFK. You know what I mean? He's not a president. He's RFK, currently in office.
He, I guess, but he's not. He's never been a president.
Who's a good president to catch a stray?
William Taft.
Ever since the Lincoln days, it's just been different. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So. What were we saying? Oh, apples.
That's a Clinton administration talking. Apples, worms, worms and apples.
Worms, worms, worms and apples. It's a song that fucking
that's such a hard
Beaver played on his laptop.
It's such a hard fruit to get into.
Apples?
Yeah.
It really is, unless you cut it. And you cut it and you get fucking
and
right
in
there.
Worms have knives?
Oh, talking about a worm getting in there.
Yeah.
I'm allergic. Yeah, hold on. I don't think this is right, dude. I don't think a worm can get into an apple.
Fuck with apples.
Buddy, this is a fucking William Taft conspiracy.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so why do people give apples to teachers?
Composting worms.
I think.
Hold on. Okay. Zoom in. Read what? that first line.
What?
Yes, composting worms like... Red Wiggler.
Yeah. That's what they're calling these guys? A Red Wiggler. What scientific fuck saw a worm squirm around and was like, Wiggler?
Dude, that's why I hate when they fucking, they call, oh, it's an anteater. I mean, try. I mean, literally try. You know how photosynthesis works for real, and you can't come up with a better name than the anteater?
What's first, the orange or the orange?
What?
It's orange color or the orange fruit?
Oh, oranges, dude. God made oranges.
What about the chicken or the egg?
All right, fight him.
He's keto. He can't answer that. No, actually, you can answer that.
But no, hear me out. God made oranges.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so you looked at an orange. We are the ones who made colors. So we were birthed after oranges.
Yo.
Yeah, so we're the ones that are like.
But oranges were always orange. They just didn't know what color they were.
Orange didn't know what color it was until some motherfucker said, that's the color orange.
You think the orange was confused? Like, orange. Like, yep, that's my type of fruit.
Yeah,
like,
no, orange, you're glad I saw you? What is that thing?
I mean, what a heater.
What a heater, dude.
I think it's like, orange, you glad I didn't say apple?
Yeah, something. All those are great. The first person who say that got head immediately. From a worm.
Okay.
In the midsection.
Where were we just at?
We were talking about why a teacher got an apple for the first time.
Yeah, what's the premise of teachers getting apples?
Well, you guys were supposed to guess.
Oh, I know.
Why do you think? And this started in like the 1700s.
Yeah, yeah. This is where I think. I think the Black Plague motherfuckers were dying, and they thought that the vitamins from an apple made you live longer. So then all the students brought in apples because back then the only way you get knowledge and learn how to read and thus become a like a working member of society was teachers. So they said, "Here's an apple. I want you to live longer because I don't want you to get the Black Plague."
I don't see any flaws with that. I think it's because the teachers needed something to smoke out of.
That's good. It's actually pretty simple. 1700?
It's what?
It's actually pretty simple because teachers weren't paid very well, so families would give apples to the teachers as like a sign of respect because they probably weren't eating.
Isn't
that
much. That wild,
I can't
dude.
Pay my rent with a Granny Smith?
Yeah. How the fuck you expect me to get a goddamn musket? Dude, how come teachers don't get paid more?
I feel like teachers should be on the same. I feel like teachers should be able to get NIL deals, like the same way college athletes get NIL deals.
I couldn't agree
like
more.
Like, how cool would that be if you were like a viral teacher? Not like viral, like because you do like TikTok dances, yeah. But you're like known. You're like, oh, bro, that's Miss Bergen Smith. She's like one in the nation.
You should.
And then she wears like a Tide patch. Yeah. And she got paid money from Tide to Go or something.
I got no notes on that. And then your fucking gym teacher sponsored by Monster.
Well, there's got yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? Like whatever class you teach, that's the brand that wants to fuck with you. I got a question. Don't leave me here.
Okay.
I got a question.
Yep.
Biology teacher, who is he getting sponsored by? Bunsen burners. You ask me one now.
History teacher, who are they sponsored by?
Books.
Oh.
Oh, how about maps?
History Apple Maps, Waze.
Now you're cooking.
Webster's Dictionary. Cooking.
No, but history, if you're a literature teacher, yes, definitely Webster's. But if you're a fucking history teacher, I think you get sponsored by Google Maps. Dude, Lewis and Clark made maps. If they just came back online and they were like, hold on, you have a full map in your motherfucking pocket? I walked all this goddamn way, not one drone in sight. Do you want a drone?
Do I want one?
Yeah.
No, it seems stressful to fly. What am I going to do up there?
No, I mean,
what am I going to do with that view?
You're not on there.
I know, but like, what am I supposed to do with that view? Like, oh, cool. Man, I look like a pigeon right now.
I would like to bring people stuff. Like apples. Wouldn't it be so cool if you're like, hooping and you're so fucking sweaty and hot and all of a sudden you hear, and it brings you down a Gatorade? It'd be fucking awesome.
I don't know if I would trust it right now.
If it was unopened, I'd drink it. And if I was thirsty, dude, if you walked all the way to the park and you forgot
to drink
because
about
it was
those,
early.
What's that?
If you walked all the way to the park and you like woke up kind of late and you're meeting your boys there, you forgot to drink any water and they started hooping immediately and you didn't want to miss out on the turn, you know? Mm. So then you're like, oh, fuck it, let's play. You play two games in a row because you won, you're hooping really well, and you're like, fuck, I'm so thirsty. I'm kind of like seeing like double vision. And all of a sudden you hear, and then a Gatorade drops, you're drinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always love about those like Postmates, when you get like a coffee or something on it and they have like a piece of paper over that's like tamper proof.
No, it's not.
Do you think anybody who's willing to poison somebody is scared of a sticker?
No.
They're like, I was going to poison this bitch, but they put scotch tape over the hole.
You know what actually makes me real nervous is when I get DoorDash, whatever, not an ad, when I get DoorDash, whatever, and then stuff is tampered with. You know what I do? I eat it every time. Oh, I have a DoorDash story. That's actually the funniest thing ever.
Great.
Ding dong, ding dong. Guy.
And speaking of ding dong, I want to watch this after.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Intruder.
Intruder. Ding dong, ding dong. Open the door. I ordered two meals from this place. The guy had holding a burrito from the same place. One burrito. I had two meals, two bowls, so not a burrito. I go, man, this is not mine. My man spoke no English. I don't care, but no English. So on the ticket that was on the burrito, it said Michael G.
Mm.
And then the guy goes, here. And I was like, it's not mine, man. This is Michael G. I'm Michael B. I showed him the DoorDash thing. And then I looked on the receipt more. It was from fucking Uber Eats. It wasn't even the right company. And then I go, and then he goes, no, here. And he's like trying to give it to me. Hey, man, I love you. You're doing a great job, but currently you're not doing a great job. Like, this is
so
not
he
my
just
shit.
Grabbed the wrong thing from the
he
restaurant.
He grabbed the wrong thing from the same restaurant. So there's two different orders at that restaurant, Michael B, Michael G. So he dropped off Michael B stuff to Michael G's house. That motherfucker was thrilled because he ordered one thing and he got two things, or three things he got, actually.
Well, he grabbed both, or he just only grabbed yours at the restaurant?
Maybe that happened. I'm not sure if he grabbed both, but I knew that he tried to force Michael G on me and I couldn't eat it, and he didn't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
Didn't give a fuck. And then he goes, okay. And then he just left me. So now I'm starving, no food.
You didn't take the burrito?
No, man, because I had two. I had my buddy with me at the place. So what am I going to come in with one burrito and cut it in half? I'm fucking starving. I want my own shit. Then I go on DoorDash and then I go, hey, man, didn't get my order. And you know how they have a review period? In 1 second, they go, not enough, no refund.
What? It's crazy that the
not enough, no refund. I didn't even get half my food. I didn't get no food,
dude,
bitch.
The returns on there are either like, here's all of your money back.
Correct.
Or they're like, no. I forget what it, like, it's always so hard to find that too. Like, review your order, get help, 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 help. And then you're like, I didn't get my food. And they're like, okay, here's your money back.
No, and the problem was they go, take a picture. Oh, interesting. How in the lesbian fuck am I, we can take that off if you want. How in the
I
fuck.
Like it.
Okay, I'll say it again. How in the lesbian fuck, leave
Cut
it all
it.
In. How.
So you didn't get any.
Absolutely perfect. But he said, take a picture. Hey, robot. How the fuck am I going to take a picture? I ain't got nothing. I got nothing.
There's a good bit in this for sure.
Buddy, and then I reordered the same thing.
You reordered the same thing?
I was starving. Like, starving. It was 2 p.m. I had no food. No food in me. I was more hungry than a teacher in 1707.
You was hanging out with your buddy at 2 p.m.?
I wasn't, we were hanging out, I was fucking throating his cock.
Oh, okay.
Till they exploded in my mouth, and that wasn't enough food. So, reordered, guess who came to the door?
Same dude?
The same motherfucker, and just dropped it off. Like, no, he didn't just meet me.
No questions asked. Like, it was a red light district.
Dog, none.
Really?
No question, nothing, nothing. Zero. He looked at me like he's never seen me before. And
what was the time difference?
It came real fast, just like my buddy before the food got there.
Hey, there you go. You should have. When it said the confirmed driver, could you be like, hey, can you look for my other one there too?
No, but what I'm saying is don't care, but my man would spoke no English.
Yeah.
Like he was speaking in like sounds. Like, not his language or sounds. Like, he was just like, hit. Like, you know, he was like trying
to. He was front row of a Sabrina Carpenter.
I mean, honestly, leave that in. Anyways, I fucking looked through the people or whatever, and it was the same guy, I was like, bro, you gotta be shitting me. But he got the food, and I crushed it. I paid double for the same order. DoorDash, still nothing.
Yeah.
If you're listening, DoorDash, help me.
They might. Yeah, that always reminds me. I'm sure I told this story, but when I was in, staying at a hotel in San Jose, and there was like, it was meet them in the lobby for some reason. I think this was before they could drop it off in the room, the fuck. But so the timer starts, right? It's like, driver is here, meet them now. And you see it like the timer, like start clogging down.
Yeah.
They start messaging me in Spanish. I go, okay, well, this is interesting. I'm not fluent in Spanish. So I'm copy and pasting in Google Translate what they're saying, and then copy pasting what I would say in Google Translate, and then putting it in there.
Yep.
And they're pretty much like, I'm here. And I'm like, where are you? Like, I'm done there. Stop. I'm like hitting all these back and forth. The timer's going down. They sent a photo of my food, but it's on the ground. So there's no context clue. It's just cement. And then a bag of tacos at 3 a.m. I'm walking.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like
then
walking.
The escape room hunt starts.
Literally. I'm walking around the place like a metal detector just looking for the food.
Did you find it?
I did.
Oh, thank God.
But it is just funny because the timer's there. And in my head, I'm like, if the timer runs out, they're going to take my food.
Yeah. I don't that. I
but
I
think mainly they just like leave it there.
Yeah. That's what I feel that too. I think they're just going to leave it. But I do feel like that too, where they're I'm like, oh, they're going to throw my food out.
The timer's unnecessary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very necessary, but it's also like, don't put stress on me.
But it's also like, if they don't have the timer, then the DoorDash driver is going to be just so inefficient.
Yeah.
Some high dude in fucking Torrance is going to be like, I'll get it later. I got to finish my Tiger Woods game.
It always reminded me that one day we were back recording, maybe during the pandemic, in my old apartment. We ordered Jersey Mike's, like me, you, and Gabe, I think.
Yeah.
Especially like gluten-free. I was like, fuck yeah, I hadn't eaten all day. I was like, all right, here we go. I show up. It's a guy in the car with his wife, and he hands me a box of donuts. And I was like, what? He's like, Dunkin' Donuts? I was like, no, Jersey Mike's. And he goes, ah.
No, this is Dunkin' Donuts.
And he goes, well, do you want them? Do you ever get an Uber where there's a husband and wife in there? Did I talk about this?
All the time. I get it all the time.
Dude, this happened to me in, where the fuck was that?
God, dude. Oh, an Uber.
Uber.
Oh, no, not an Uber. Dude, did I ever talk
about this?
No.
Where the fuck? It was a shithole city.
What? Silver Spring, Maryland. That's where I'm from, guys. Everyone
what city was this? Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. One, two. I hate when people do that. Dude. When people do that, they should be shot in the head. It's so annoying. Oh,
actually counting?
Oh, God. Yeah, can you give me a minute? Yeah. One, two. Oh, God.
2 seconds, I'll tell you.
Yogurtland, Virginia.
It was in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
And I'll stand on that, even though it's a murderous capital. So we're leaving home from some like fucking barcade, which fuck that place. They closed at like 2, and the guy was like, Trev, yo, man, love your stuff, but we're closing up. And I was like, oh yeah, we're calling an Uber right now. And then I like kind of like asking a question, kind of like think, like kind of being courteous, was like, yeah, we're just waiting for an Uber. Did you want us to like wait outside? It's literally 30 degrees. And the guy's like, yeah, we can't have anybody in here past closing. Standing out there freezing, and these two dudes are just sitting at the bar chatting it up.
Let me stay.
It's also an Uber to small ass fucking town, so an Uber's not going to be there for like 12 minutes.
Dude, let me stay.
Hypothermia.
Let me stay.
I'm like, how are you going to be like, yo, love your stuff, wait in the cold? You don't love it that much.
Don't love it.
Do you want me to die? You want me to go fucking Jack and Rose on this bitch?
Buddy, love your stuff, make some winter content outside.
Anyways, we are waiting outside.
Our farmers.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Whoever made up that jingle, I mean, a hit. Oh, is that Murder Beats?
I mean, honestly, probably. 808
Mafia. So we're waiting outside, and I guess in the app, you're supposed to say how many people you're with, maybe, I guess. Is that a thing?
No.
In Uber?
No. I've never seen that in my whole life.
So we get there. It's 3 of us. Get in. It's just a dude and his wife.
No.
And I'm like, what?
No.
And she goes, oh, it's just 3 of you guys? Okay, cool. I just didn't see it on the app, so I thought it was okay if you know, my husband was here. Keep in mind, this is a Sunday night, like 2 a.m. Is this date night? Are you double dipping?
To sleep.
And dude, they were so married, they started like arguing while driving. I was like, I don't want to be a part of this family.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't sign up for this at all.
Because like—
Take me to McDonald's.
He was like, 2 in the morning, and he starts like backseat driving from the front seat. Like he's like, because it was like one of those 2 exit ramps.
Yeah, yeah.
And as it's approaching, she's in the left, right lane. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, you gotta go to the right. You gotta go to the right. And she's like, no, I know. I was gonna merge. I was gonna merge. Like,
oh,
just,
you know, just come. Oh, yeah, don't.
And do like under their mouth, like talking.
Yeah. No.
Why are you here?
No.
I literally felt like they were a married couple. I felt like I was adopted into the family.
Yeah, you also just feel like, man, you're adding so much tension to this. You're not supposed to be here. It's, you know, I drove Lyft for a while. You can't have anyone else in the car. It is crazy. I think it might be illegal, honestly.
It's just weird.
Because here's the thing, the driver is insured, the driver background check, the motherfucking passenger, this guy's a felon.
Well, it's Birmingham, so. But yeah, it's weird because now you're like all hanging out.
Yeah, and you can't do anything, it's 30 degrees.
30 degrees, it was like the only car available. And I retract saying that place was a shitty place, but yeah, come on, don't make your guests wait outside.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Hey, I show you my Uber is on the way, 12 minutes away. Do I have to wait out there? Anyways, but yeah, getting in a car with another person is just hilarious.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. It's just like, you're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here. This is not bring your husband to work day.
Also, what dude is that? He doesn't want to be there. He wants to be at home watching Bronny highlights. I don't know. I just feel like it's so, like, how did he get coaxed? Is that the word?
Roped into it?
You know?
It's probably,
Can
late.
I come?
It's probably late. And she was like, I'm going to pick this person up, but like, can you roll with me? It's dangerous. The only thing I can think of.
My profile photo is literally me smiling, doing a thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, just bring a gun. How many Uber drivers have guns?
I think a
like,
lot.
All of them?
A lot. Like hey, can you roll the window down? Keep it up.
Yeah, okay. I don't even need windows. I love windows up. Dude, I yelled at a stewardess today, or 2 days ago. I felt real bad.
You yelled at a stewardess?
I mean, I got mouthy. I be getting mouthy with stewardess. Oh. You want to guess why?
Well, you got sunglasses on, so let me guess. Gigi.
Of course.
What happened?
So Gigi was in
her carrying cage.
Yeah, it's her mobile hush.
Okay.
She's chilling. And you've been on a few airplanes. Some airplanes are hot as fuck. Some airplanes are fucking freezing.
What is that?
I don't know. Fix it. Please fix it. Jesus Christ, fix it. Fix it or another 9/11 is going to happen because I'm going to run through the pilot. Through the pilot? What is this, Mortal Kombat? So it's freezing. And I start feeling like Gigi is so freezing because my feet were cold and I had shoes on. So I was like, and Gigi's by my feet. I was like, yo, there's no way she's not freezing. So we're like an hour in the flight and I just take her out and she's freezing. Like an 11-pound dog shivering. So she has a blanket in her mobile hush. So I took the blanket, wrapped it around Gigi and I'm holding her. Gigi on a plane.
Breastfeeding.
Yeah, I would have. But Gigi in travel mode doesn't bark, says nothing. Greatest travel dog of history of America. Outside of traveling, she'll bite you and kill your family. But in travel mode, doesn't say anything. So she's in my lap, not saying a mother, not moving, not saying a word, nothing's happening. I'm holding her. And then this fucking stewardess comes to me. She goes, you have to put your dog back in the carrier. And I felt rage. I look at her and I go, why? And she goes,
yeah, it's not great to start with.
No. I mean, I was furious. And I go, why?
But was there a part of you that was like waiting for somebody to say something to you?
No, zero. I just thought she was cold. I normally don't take her out ever. But she was freezing. Because so one, I'm like trying to nurse my daughter back to health. And some fucking woman who has no idea what's happening tells me to put my dog back. Don't tell me what to do. Ever. Ever tell me what to do. If I'm standing and I have a bomb, tell me to sit down. That makes sense.
That's it. Don't get rid of the bomb. Sit down. It's still going to go off. All right. Well, as long as your seatbelt's on, we're okay. Hey. You have a bomb? Bring your seat up. Yeah. I have a bomb. Just bring your seat up.
Put the tray table away.
That shit still blows my mind. Put your tray table away for landing? Literally, why?
When they wake me up to put my seat up to land, I literally will find where you live. I will drive a car to where you live, and I will drive the car through the kitchen pilot. And hoping that your whole family's having dinner.
So do families even eat dinner anymore together?
My family will.
Okay.
It's a rule. Dad, I have to shut the fuck up, Stuart. Sit down. We're having an eggplant parmesan.
We're having keto turkey burgers. Shut up, Jeffrey.
We're having one burrito because this motherfucking DoorDash driver did not bring the right food.
Okay, so she goes,
so
why?
So I go, why? And snarky as fuck, she goes, because the dog needs to be in the carrier. And I go, no, it doesn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're off on a horrible foot. And I like feet.
Hey.
Leave it in. And I go, no, it doesn't.
It?
I go, no, she doesn't.
Yeah.
And then she was like, sir? Yes. We're escalating. Oh, no one's asking questions.
Oh, no.
And she goes, yes, it does. And I go, ma'am? I'm being a little more loud than what I was, but I was like louder than I should have been. Okay. I was probably like holding Gigi and I was probably like, ma'am, no, she doesn't.
That's loud.
It's pretty loud.
That's enough for somebody to take an AirPod out and be like, are we going viral? Are we filming this?
Dude. And I forget her retort, but I was like, she doesn't need to be in there. She's a service animal. And she, everything faded out of her face. And she was like, I am so sorry. You are right. It's on the whatever the fuck it's the manifest or whatever it's called. She's like, it is on the manifest. I'm sorry.
She was a service animal.
Yeah. She's like, well, because they know that if it's on the log to be a service animal, like they know that my seat has a service animal. So I think she told me she forgot. And so she came in with all this dragon energy And then and she's like, I'm so sorry. And like, I gotta go to more therapy. There's something about me having Greta that like, and anyone tells me in any capacity to do anything.
It's your daughter. You have to protect.
Dude.
But can I also say this?
You can say whatever you want. You're half of the Stiff Socks podcast. And let me tell you something. That's your microphone.
Isn't she a fake service animal?
Fake.
Fucking stolen valor to your dog and yelled at a stewardess and the stewardess was right the whole time?
Anyone that ever tells me to do anything with my dog is right. They're all right. I'm sorry, sir. The dog can't be in here. They're right. I'm sorry, sir. You can't come in here.
So does she have
a movie theater. You can't be in here. Well, it's a service animal, so.
Does she have a service animal tag?
She does. Tag. She has an ID.
And where'd you get that? Amazon?
Honestly, yeah. Some website. Some website.
So do you have to like register your dog that they like fought in the military or something? Like, how do you get like a service animal approved and why haven't you done that?
Oh, like an actual one? Oh, dude, they got to get trained like a motherfucker.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. And they actually have to have like a job. I can't just be like, I'm a comedian. I travel a lot. Oh. No, they need like a fucking, they so need a thing.
What do you have to do pre-flight to?
I have to, the person who books my travel sends all the information in to the airline. They approve it and then it's on the manifest. And then I go in, when I drop off my luggage, I go, hey, I want to check in my service animal. Can I make sure that it's on the thing? And they go, sir, it's on here. So you're all set to go.
So every person you see with a dog on a flight has to do all that.
Sometimes they pay. So you can do a pet in cabin. Like, if you have a small dog, you can do a pet in cabin.
What does that mean?
You can pay for, like, a pet in cabin. Like, if your dog is small enough where it doesn't take up a seat, you can, like, put it underneath the seat in, like, a carrier, but you have to pay for that.
Mm, so the way you go.
Yeah.
Free.
Free. I mean, she's a service animal.
But I hope that clip doesn't pop off.
All right, I'll delete it immediately. Yeah, but I mean, listen, you know, ups, downs, left, right.
So all you had to say with the magic words was, she's a service animal and you're good?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because past that, they can't ask many questions. The only thing they can say is, what service does she provide?
What branch? Bark. They can ask what service that she provides?
But they can't ask anything past that.
And what do you say when they ask?
Ask me.
What service does she provide?
She's a medical alert dog.
What does that mean?
Can't ask that question.
What is a medical alert dog?
Well, I have extreme allergies, and my dog is trained to smell those allergies to let me know if I'm going to get close to them.
That's an aura ring.
It's a Nuva ring.
Damn.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that is so funny.
She's really trained really well. I'm allergic to tuna.
Oh.
So I can't fuck your mom's pussy.
Sorry. It'd be so funny. You said like she's allergic to tuna. And then G starts barking. She goes, yeah. And y'all should be stanking like one right now. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yep. Should we look at this thing?
Yeah. This has been going around the internet a lot. I guess there's a guy, and this is the original video.
Yes.
There's some weird dude in a ring camera. I've seen this video a bunch.
Hello.
Hi there. Can you open this door, please?
For what?
I just want to make sure that everything's okay. There seems to be something going on.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just figured I'd check on something.
I don't know what you want, man. Get out of my house.
Open this fucking door. Where's your daughter, man?
What the fuck?
Where's your daughter, man?
What are you talking about?
What?
Where's your daughter? Who's in there with you?
Bro, if you don't
open this fucking door. Open this door, I'm breaking it fucking down. You understand me?
Leave my house. You don't...
Are you okay? Is everyone in this house okay?
What? Everyone's okay. What do you want?
Oh, okay. Let me open it now.
He's like, Postmates.
My man's wearing fucking flip-flops. He's dressed like a D&D character.
Also, that doorbell looks freaky as hell.
Is that the doorbell? It's like a bell.
A ring chime, yeah.
Yo, what's happening? I mean, this
does he not know the
can you leave my house, please?
All of the drugs.
Can you open the door, please?
You have nothing to do with my house. Can you leave my house?
You know what my name is?
I don't know who you are. You don't belong in this neighborhood. That's for sure.
This is my neighborhood, though.
Yeah, I live there. I don't know you.
My name is Harry Dresden, motherfucker. Open the door. This is my neighborhood. Open the fucking door.
My cat to me at 4 a.m.
No, or I will fucking end you. Do you understand me?
Yeah, some D&D shit.
What is the context of this? Does the guy not... Does anyone know? The guy doesn't know him and he's just on drugs?
I guess we'll find out.
All right.
Yeah, now's a good time to open it.
Dude, towards the end, it kind of sounds like a real, like insanely cool, like, rock band intro.
Somebody should sample this. So what is the origin story on it?
From what I understand, this guy actually ended up breaking into the home.
No.
And he was looking for his daughter, a girl that he thought was in there. And apparently the homeowner's like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, and he got arrested. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Obviously, he called the cops. The cops came. They arrested him, like, on the porch of the home.
Where the fuck is she?
Oh, shit.
Huh? And you can shoot this guy, right?
100%.
I guess Victor, what state you're in. You are not in his home. Hey, you like raping little girls?
Oh, the dude was talking on the phone or something?
He was talking through the ring. Oh,
wait. You might. Hey.
Where the guy was?
Get the fuck out of my fucking house!
I had no idea the guy was home.
Oh my god.
From what I had seen, it was just through the room.
You fucking shot me, motherfucker! I will save that little girl, you bitch!
There's no fucking
girl! You fucking liar! I can hear her! I can fucking hear her! You bitch! You son of a bitch!
Giving you a fucking chance. Get the fuck out of my house.
The third room, bro.
I'm telling you, get the fuck out of my house.
Please. Answer the question.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Answer the question, please.
There's no one in there.
There's three rooms there. Fucking head, dog.
I mean, Ring Camera is loving this free promo. This is better than their Super Bowl commercial.
I don't know who you're talking about, man.
Why do I hear screaming?
Are you military?
There's something going on this street, bro.
Bro, everything's fine. Please step outside.
Okay.
Sit there. Sit on the ground, please.
Sir.
Okay?
They said they were not inside.
Fairfield Police Department. Copy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here's the cops.
End you. Do you understand me?
Yeah,
it's pretty this much is it. Crazy. I mean, they got great footage.
Yeah, it's a great camera system.
Shout out to Ring. Yeah, so he was just probably on drugs or like a CTE or something. They were just looking for a woman.
You know, it'd be so crazy is if he was right.
What do you mean?
A basement just chock full of, like, you know, just like women and like, I mean, what I'm saying, if the guy was right. Damn. I don't know, man. What are you doing in that situation?
If I'm home or not home?
Home.
I got a pretty big axe.
You got an axe?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What are you doing? I mean, I don't know. You know what I'd do?
Hmm.
Actually, I don't. I would go.
I'm setting up my camera and I'm doing a crowd work video. Where are you from?
Yeah, I would probably be like, Alexa, play Machine Gun Noises.
That's good. That's good.
Playing songs by Machine Gun Kelly. No!
No! I'd be like, hey, Alexa, play Big Dog Bark Noises. Rawr, 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 rawr. Would it work? Probably not. I don't think anyone would think would work on that guy. I think that guy was, he didn't even know what planet he was on.
Yeah, I mean, a kimono and flip-flops, pick a lane. And where was this?
Probably like San Jose. The funny thing is, the first kick on the door sent him back 40 feet.
So far.
I love how he was like, I'm going to break in. Are you? You have Tevas on.
It happened in Fairfield, California.
What the hell is that? I don't know
where that is. Up north. Yeah, wild, dude. That's why I don't think I want to own a home. I'm just always going to be in an apartment building. Very, very up.
But weird shit happens with apartment buildings, too.
Yeah, that's true. But not like that. Like, it's like pretty hard to, like, get into an apartment and then up to, like, you have to be a very motivated person to get through all the doors. Like, this is just, like, the homes are crazy. It's just, like, on the street.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's crazy.
Yeah, apartment complex, the garage is gated, the front, you gotta have a key card, the elevator, yeah. You gotta have a key card.
Yeah, it's a whole
and
thing.
The houses are like, hello.
It's on
here's the front door.
Literally on the street. Anyone could just walk up to your house and go, knock, knock, knock. That's crazy. There's windows everywhere.
In this economy, yeah.
I don't know, dude.
The neighborhood pooper. I haven't seen her in a minute.
Oh, the sign's working.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's so funny. I had a meeting recently, and I met a guy in passing, and I was like, what? He worked for the production company. I was like, what are you working on? And what are you excited about? He's like, oh, I'm working on the Neighbors show. I was like, dude, you work on Neighbors?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And I was like, but dude, I got to show you this. I'm like, how many people do this to this guy every single day?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm showing him the Ring camera footage. He's like, yeah, she's pretty up there. I'm like, what do we think? Season two?
Have you seen Neighbors season one?
I watched the first two episodes.
Good?
Yeah, but I think it's kind of what you're saying. You're like, how much of this is overly produced?
Ugh, yeah.
But then again, I'll watch Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and be like, I believe everything. I believe it all.
Yeah. The moment I see something's like produced, I'm like, I can't. I just can't get into it.
Uber Eats driver goes viral for including her feet in delivery photos to get bigger tips. No wonder you got the wrong order. You wanted to see that person again. Man or woman.
What a move.
I mean, listen, not only that, but you take the camera angle a little bit higher. A little bit higher. Rackolas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you show a little tit in there?
Oh, wow. She does every picture.
How are people getting these photos? And where can I find them?
Every photo. And the one to the right, it's like a pose.
Yeah, for real.
Dude, I wonder what, like... just wild stories.
She just brings a mirror to put on the ground so she shoots up her skirt for McDonald's drop off. Do you know how horny you gotta be to readjust your tip? You know what I mean? Because you tip before they get there.
Yeah. Dude, there's a lot of McDonald's orders in this. It's all like McDonald's and Starbucks.
That's probably like number one.
Really?
I think McDonald's, Starbucks, yeah, absolutely. Just because I think there's McDonald's or Starbucks within 5 to 10 minutes from every single person. So when you hop on the app.
Right. When was the last time you had McDonald's?
There's like nothing I can eat there. Maybe like usually if I do it, it's at like an airport. And I have to get a fucking gluten-free ass, bitch ass, motherfucking Big Mac.
They have a gluten-free, you just do like a.
Dude, it's so sad. They do no buns and they put it on the pancake platter.
Oh, I've had that.
It's hilarious. It's
fucking terrible.
It's low-key not bad. But yeah, I mean. The amount of horniness you got to have to go in, because you tip before checking out. I'm like, what percent do you want to add? So you see that, you're like, my food's here. You're like, hold on. Up the tip, she's looking for dick.
Right, right. I got my Big Mac and piggies. Here's three more. Yeah, what do you, I guess that's how you figure out if you have nice feet. Because what if you just got a less of a tip?
Mm. Good marketing. Also, I'm just worried about my food. Like, is the food still hot? How long did it take you to get the perfect foot pick? Tell me my food's here.
Oh, right.
You're just like waiting, watching through the window. Hello?
I wonder if she knows what type of, what color nail polish to use to get a better tip.
White. The white toe tip. Isn't that like the LeBron of feet?
I mean, some people don't. Some people like the other colors.
The French tips.
Yeah, like, the French tips, all that kind of stuff.
But that's like standard. Like, you know that she's going to get a good tip if it's just like a standard.
Hold on. Color. You know, ball like this?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, damn. I think he just came out.
What is this? Kim Kardashian and Lewis Hamilton grab breakfast at McDonald's ahead of Coachella?
Yeah, I think people are like afraid to admit how much they actually eat McDonald's. I feel like a lot of people.
Dude, McDonald's is so good.
McDonald's breakfast is quite elite. How I think it shits on everything else they have.
So how do they know it's them?
When was the last time you had McDonald's?
Dude, it has been, I used to eat McDonald's all of the time. It has been so long. I can't remember.
What do you eat on the road?
Just a lot of fucking, like a lot of like halal food, but just instead of rice, I just get lettuce. Like extra lettuce, extra tomatoes, which is great. Just a lot of chicken. Brussels sprouts, shit like that. It's hard, dude. It's hard in the middle.
Well, good luck in Dayton, no fucking Ohio, man. You're gonna be eating nuts and bolts.
But you can always find like chicken. Like you know, you're gonna find like a chicken breast.
Yeah,
that's kind of like the move. But dude, the thing that sucks is in between shows, when like you're like, what am I? I can't eat anything here. And if I have one more burger patty, I'm gonna end myself. That's the worst.
Just bring a little protein bars.
I know, but like. I've been having like the protein bars and like the chomp fucking beef like so much that it's just like it's disgusting to me. Like I've had all the protein bars, all the fucking beef sticks and fucking beef. It's like all the, it used to be like alluring to me. It's disgusting to me now. Just have it so often.
Yeah, so really like because you can't do like chips and salsa, right?
No, can't do chips. Can't really do salsa either. There's a lot of sugar in it.
There's sugar in salsa. Oh,
there's sugar in everything, dog.
God damn.
I can't have bananas. I can't have apples. Like there's
You miss a banana?
I love bananas. My favorite snack of my whole life was taking a banana, cut it in half, and deep throating it, and then moaning.
There we go. There we go.
No, my favorite snack ever was cutting the fucking banana in fours and then putting peanut butter on. I'm getting hungry. Think about
chocolate.
It.
Chocolate?
Yeah. Huh?
Chocolate dipped banana? You like those?
I don't think I've ever had one. I mean, that sounds good, though. Frozen. But putting peanut butter on fucking bananas. God, freaking bitch, shit, bitch.
I do like that because you get like the different textures.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You're on board.
Two different temperatures.
You know what I miss? I don't go to the movies a lot, but when I do, buddy, popcorn. I miss fucking popcorn.
I feel like it's elevated so much.
Buttered up popcorn. Are you a buttered up popcorn guy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Some people like butter.
I don't usually get snacks in the movie theater, or I buy them before at like 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I do too. But
I forget that that's an option a lot.
Oh my God. Fucking popcorn, dude. Eat so much popcorn in a movie, you feel like shit afterwards. Like, why did I do that? Who cares?
It's so much air. It's such a funny thing to like OD on.
Yeah, dude, the first guy to be like, holy fuck, what is that, is crazy.
Who's the first guy that made the proportion size for popcorn? They're like, how big should it be? They're like, you ever seen a Home Depot bucket?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't just get a small of popcorn and it's like a zip, like a micro bag.
Well, now that fucking level where like all the concessions are all the money they make. So there is no smalls. They're like, you either get extra super to duper large or super to duper to duper large.
Yeah, I don't know if this is real, but they have a popcorn bucket for the Busboys movie. It's Theo's head. I don't know if this is real or not, but. I don't know, but I'm still looking for that Dune bucket. God damn.
Dude, Dune 3 is going to come out before you get the Dune bucket.
That's when I'm going to get one. If I ever meet Timothy Chalamet, I'll be like, let me get that Dune bucket.
But I can't wait for Dune 3 to come out. I'm actually so excited. Do you see Dune 2? You see Dune 1? Oh my God, you want to have a Dune party?
Sure. Let's have a goon party after.
That's what I'm saying. Let me watch you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cuck party.
There you go. I'm down. All right. I'm not down.
And what?
All right, Sock Talk. From Alex. Hi, Trevor, Michael, fuck you, Jack.
wait, play it again.
Sock talk. From Alex. Hi, Trevor, Michael, fuck you, Jack. Did you see Artemis 2 went to the dark side of the moon? Check out the pictures. I swear it's fake.
Let me see. People ask me if I think this is real.
Artemis 2 captures stunning, never-before-seen view of the backside of the moon.
Yo! What the hell?
What the hell?
What Yo! The...
I hate this post.
Oh, it's rage bait?
This has got to be a prank.
Of course.
From Jack.
It's the Instagram is called clickbait.
I know.
What the fuck?
I love how they wrote so much shit. All right, secret sock.
Yes?
Male G-spot, not where you thought. After years of research, scientists in Spain
have
finally found the male G-spot, discovering that this so-called... Erogenous zone is far from where they suspected.
It's in the answer.
Not the B-hole.
You're lying. I'll prove it. Turn the lights down.
Where is this so-called on switch defined by its capacity?
You should have gave your teachers more apples, bro.
Let's see. I know. Okay. Where is this so-called on switch defined by its capacity to introduce intense orgasms upon stimulation in an obscure region called the frenular delta?
I heard about this.
A triangular zone located on the underside of the penis where the head meets the shaft.
Is that on the moon too?
The head meets the shaft.
Obscure region. Frenular delta.
What do you do? I've heard of this.
Oh, we got a link.
Oh, God. It says X.
Jack just sent the sketchiest link I think possible. Oh.
Okay.
And we're looking at cocks.
No, we're not. These are drone cocks. Here we go. Okay.
Frenular delta.
So what do you do with it? Like, how do you arouse the G-spot of the bottom? It's just the bottom of your head.
Jack, do you know the answer of what do we do with this?
Yeah, you want to know.
It's like a slip and slide.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you, like, rub it, like, counterclockwise? There's no way the G-spot's not in the asshole.
I think that's bonus points. That feels like it's an escape room. It's like you're trying to get out, but also like there's a surprise in this room. It's in your ass.
Right. So, but the frenular. I don't know, man. I've never had anyone do anything to the frenular zone. I've had many people play with my asshole. And let me tell you something. If that's not the G-spot, I don't know what is. Yo, how do you arouse, type this in, sir, how do you arouse the frenular zone? Asking for a friend, psych.
Asking for a frenular.
Honestly, let's just end the pod right there. Here we go. This is the answer from Claude. What does it say?
I mean, it's all what you think.
What is it?
Gentle touch with fingers on triangular just below the penis head.
So you play like a flute?
The banjo string area.
Well, what? Hey. What?
The banjo string area is what they're calling it.
Anteater, banjo string. People suck.
Oral stimulation, of course.
All right, show me.
Lubrication.
I mean, it's what you would, what you would think.
Oh, so it's just like, all right.
It's like, you know. Never mind.
No, go.
It's going to be weird. But you know, like a dog's stomach is like the softer part?
Uh-huh.
That's like what we have on our...
Yeah, I know that. I know the friendler is the softer part. I'm just saying, so it's like, you just like counterclockwise it? One finger, two finger? Do you finger it?
I don't know, man. You're the one who's living alone for the next 2 months, so report back.
All right. Good call. Did we do it?
Yeah, I think that's just the more sensitive. I think that's a more sensitive spot, but it's not like a point.
Yeah, that's it. Can't be the G spot. I thought the G spot was like an actual. You start touching it, it's like NOS. This is like
maybe
it feels
it's a
good.
Two-part system. There's a front and a back of the G spot. There's two wheels in the front. There's two in the back.
I gotta do some. I like that. We gotta do some research here because I don't understand it. Like, does it make you come better?
Well, I think that's probably. Actually, I don't know.
Yo, you know how like women's vajayjays like turn into penises when they when the chromosome comes into effect and you actually like, because you know how we're all women effectively, and then the vagina like turns into a penis.
Mm.
So maybe like
buds.
Yeah, a little bit. Hmm. So maybe the bottom of our head is where the clit used to be. Am I making sense here?
Totally.
Thank you. How to stimulate the frenulum. All right. It's important to first note that a frenulum-based orgasm can take longer than your standard penile orgasm. So when you're about to show your frenulum some love, remain patient, stay relaxed, and don't get frustrated if it's taking a while. Just take out your phone and watch some reels. That doesn't say that. While stimulation might feel sensitive at some points, you'll do best to lean into these sensations as opposed to fighting them. The payoff is worth it. The frenulum is particularly responsive to light and soft touch. That said, jack it through a windowsill if you'd like to give it a try. It doesn't say that. That said, some word I can't pronounce, says there is no single correct way of stimulating the frenulum, insisting there are numerous ways of applying pressure or friction to the frenulum, which can trigger orgasm or ejaculation. I did not know that. So you can just Ouija board on the bottom of your cock and eventually something will happen.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think I have to try it.
You should, for science.
Anyone else in this room going to try it? Oh, the best toys.
Toys. Hot octopus jet. Okay.
God, this is a crazy article.
This is just called thebody.com. Who's making money off of this?
Just the same guy who fucking labeled it Anteater.
Sex educator at Babeland?
At Babeland.
I don't even want to know what this link's
like. All right, this is all fake news. Oh, here we go. No, it's not.
That's just ads for this fucking... That looks like...
All this stuff looks like cookingware to me.
It really does. They probably use the same, like, latex type cover.
You're right. Yeah, there's like spatula shit.
You could probably beat the shit out of some, like, scrambled eggs with a vibrator.
Buddy, you can make a goddamn cappuccino.
Oh, yeah. You need to knead some dough. Get out the Hitachi.
Oh, the Hitachi.
Well, guys, has that been a podcast?
We did it.
We did it. We did the single hardest thing that people do.
Yeah. It's harder than war. It's harder than parenting. It's harder than even running a country. So we'd like to thank our guest, Katy Perry and the Dark Side of the Moon.
That's what Justin Trudeau did back in college.
Dark Side of the Moon. I get it. He did blackface. Justin Trudeau thought he was an astronaut in 2026. Anyone get that joke? Probably not. Guys, that's it. We love you.
So no laughs on that?